And another thing, we'd have that fire going there all the time, just so we could, like Indian, so we could see one another talking and all that, you know. So, and the cars would come pass by, we'd run and get a handful of straw and make a blaze so we could see who was passing. Well, them girls got smart. They would duck down in the car. I missed that one night. I don't know why I missed that night. But they were doing that. They were sitting by that log over there. And a couple came down over here at the end of the road. A little while later, another couple came. And they must have didn't want one another to know who they was. So they just went a little further from where we was. And there's a curve there like that. Well, they got right on that curve where they could see somebody like this and see somebody that way, you know, coming. It had just a few automobiles them days. So them boys decided they was going to try to slip up over there and see who was at and all, you know. And the damn road was shelled at that time. So they started sneaking in over there, one behind the other, and oh, I don't know, that fella hurried him. And he had a gun. And God almighty, he pulled that gun out and he started shooting around in them trees. Boy, them fellas sailed, they said. My brother-in-law was the fastest runner they had over there. He said, had some of them boys passed him that night, he said, looked like he would stop. Had one old colored boy, he used to always be there with us, you know, and he had a guitar and he'd be plunk, plunk, plunk. So he make up his mind, he was in the back and he was trying to sneak up too. And boy, when they shot that pistol, he took through the woods and he had that guitar on his arm. And every time a branch would pass by them strings, it would hit it. And you could hear them going through them woods, it's a plink, plunk, 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 plunk. So they were kidding him about that the next night. He said, yes, sir, he said, I was moving. He said, that old guitar was telling, was singing to me, show me the way to go home. I missed that night. God damn it, I don't know why I missed that. But they tell me, boy, all you could see was fire flying. I was going to be smart one night. I used to ride bicycle all the time. We had a big shell pile. They were shelling this road. They had a big shell pile, and we used to get up on the shell pile. Because when you're up like that, mosquitoes won't bother you as much, you know. So there was a bunch of us over there, and they had a tree that was laying down way on the end of that landing, a big oak tree. Big song gun like that. So we heard this car coming, and we knew who it was because he had a cutout on that car. So we decided we were going to hide. Well, we all sailed for that oak tree, and we went and lay down alongside that oak tree. Well, I had my bicycle there. I knew if you'd see that bicycle, you were going to know they had somebody there, you know. I figured so. I took my bicycle, and I took a running start like that, and I pushed it overboard in the bayou. And the damn handlebar was sticking out. And that old boy, he came there with a light. He left the girl with another fella in the car. And he come there shining with a light, and he saw my damn bicycle out there in that bayou. He said, them son of a guns around here somewhere. And he looked and he saw that oak tree. Well, it was all open then, and we couldn't start running and go hiding. So he just walked right up to that oak tree, and we didn't move, and there we was. He said, y'all, son of a gun, say, y'all thought y'all was smart. He said, but I saw that bicycle in that bayou, and I knew y'all was around here somewhere. Oh, Pete Sawbreaker, I'll never forget that. And when we said, some of the boys said, well, we're going to find out who y'all got in the car, and it started running toward the car, and he hollered, his buddy said, take off. Don't let him see who we got in the car, and he took off. So he had to go meet him. We're up the road, walking. me and one of my cousins went out there one time. We were sitting on the edge of the bar. We were several of us. And they got a car came and passed